You know, he's moving in this place. This is why when somebody comes to me and say, no, church, it should be 50 minutes, 1 hour, just done. It's about fellowship. No, it's about allowing the Holy Spirit to move, to touch our lives, to speak to us, to do whatever he wants to do through our lives and in our lives. So, you know, I can tell not 100% of us could have a time that we had this morning during the worship. Maybe 30 minutes, but sometimes it's hard to stop, to put our knees on the floor and pray. Praise the Lord. I now, you know, I have more time to do things like that. But used to do like that for me. Leaving my home 6 something, coming back 9 p.m., dinner, shower, dinner, bed. And it's okay, I pray when I'm in my bed, on my bed. And 5 minutes, boom. I remember it was hard. It was hard. So this time was great. This time is wonderful. We spend time with the Lord. We let him do whatever he wants. We are praying before. Like, I think Cindy was giving us interpretation, and he was talking about if you feel in your heart, come earlier. Come earlier, because before the church, we already have fellowship. We pray here before the service. We have coffee. It's also a time of fellowship. And then we come early. We come with expectation. It's good. It's good. When they start, they were singing a song this morning. It's an old song, really nice. The power in the name of Jesus. What's the first one? In the blood. There's power in the blood. Yeah, it's really beautiful, really nice, anointed, a joyful song. Yeah, so it's good. Come with great expectation. Remember, last week, God was talking about, week before, to have greater expectation in our heart. If your expectation is like come to church and then give your tithe and offering and pray a little bit and hear the message and go home, start building a greater expectation. Yes, God's going to do more than I am expecting. God's going to use my life to do something. I'm anointed to pray, to lay my hands, to manifest the gifts of the Spirit. So that's awesome. That's great. That's what we are expecting. And last time he was talking about the timing, his timing, you know. And I believe it's God's timing for this church and for the church that really want to follow what the Holy Spirit is telling the church. So it's time to move forward. It's time to do more. So our relationship has to increase. Our connection with the Lord, we should develop that connection with the Lord. So this morning, let me read first this scripture in Ephesians 5:1-2. That one is amplified. So it's talking about being imitators of God. Therefore, become imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example. As well, beloved children, imitate their father, and walk continually in love, that is, value one another. Practice empathy and compassion unselfishly seeking the best for others, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and sacrifice to God, slain for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance. Amen? You read better than me, so you understand. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just want to say thank you, Lord, again for your presence in this place. We are going to learn more from you this morning. And I believe, Lord, that you're going to use me. I don't want to speak my words. I want to speak your words. I don't want to do what I think I should do, but I want to do what you want me to do, Lord. I just want to obey you. I just want to amplify your voice. I just want to bring the message from heaven to bless all of us, including me, Lord. So thank you so much for what you have done in this service since the beginning. And I know you will finish We will finish what you already started doing in this place. So, Lord, I thank you for open ears to hear and open hearts to receive your word. In this time, Lord, I ask you for no distraction in this place. The enemy is not allowed to bring distraction. Our mind will be quiet to hear your voice. So thank you, Lord. I thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Yes. I'm reading the Amplified Bible because put some more details. And when it talks about being imitator of God and copy him and follow him, his example. And it's something that I have heard before and something that people always says that, you know, how can I imitate God if I don't know him? We cannot see God. So people are trying to find God in many different places. They are trying to find God in the nature, here and there. It's hard. They are trying to see God, but we cannot see God. So how can we follow him if you don't see him? This verse is talking about Jesus Christ as well, his love, his compassion, the way he does. But I know people that say, they don't really know Jesus Christ. I didn't have experience seeing God, Jesus Christ. I've never seen Jesus Christ. He never came into my room, like physically, or his image, or like Kenneth Hagin had an experience with that. So I've never seen Jesus Christ coming and talking to me personally. He talks to me different ways, but not personally. And some people think that's the way he talks, the only way. So if I cannot see God, I don't see Jesus, it's hard. And actually the world, they cannot see God, they cannot see Jesus, they cannot hear him. It's hard for them, but not for us. Because God gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us life, he gave us the Holy Spirit. And when I was meditating on it, and the Holy Spirit was teaching me like things, and this morning I remember Jeff was praying about, thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing Jesus Christ to us. This is the message today. The Holy Spirit is the one who reveals Jesus Christ for us. So before we try to know, I want to know God, I want to know Jesus. No, that's what we need to do. But let's know the Holy Spirit as well. Let's put the Holy Spirit in the same position as Jesus and God. He is God. For many years, for decades, in my life, I didn't see the Holy Spirit as God. So many churches, and the church I was growing up, they didn't introduce Holy Spirit as God. They actually see it as a power, as a smoke or whatever, a dove, a wind, fire. So this is the way he moves, the way he does. But he is a person. He is alive. He's not only, I feel. I didn't feel the presence of God this morning, Pastor. I don't know what you were talking about. So you don't have to feel anything. You have to believe that he is in your life. And he's doing things in your life. And he's speaking to you. He's revealing Jesus Christ to you. I have many situations. Like I've heard, how can I imitate God if I cannot see him? How can I do things like Jesus did if I don't really know him? How can I love the same way he loved or then loved us, loved me? To love somebody, to love the way he loved us, to give someone value, we need to know Jesus Christ. We need to know Jesus Christ. Another thing is important about Jesus. He came to serve, not to be served. How can we serve? How can we put our hearts serving someone, serving the church of Christ, serving the kingdom, serving our family, or doing so if we don't know Jesus Christ? We need to know God. We need to know Jesus Christ. And other things. How can I do my will? My own will. How can I do the will of God if I do my own will, my own way? I need to know God. I need to know Jesus to do his way. And people, not only church, people that don't know Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about people that don't know Jesus Christ. But no, they are not born again. I'm talking about Christians accept Jesus. They have the presence of the Holy Spirit. And they came with statements like this. Oh, it's hard because, you know, it's hard to know. It's hard to understand the Bible. It's hard. It's hard. No, it's not, because now we need to identify the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We need to understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Because instead of they say, you know, wow, now I have the Holy Spirit dwell inside of me. So when I read, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to bring me wisdom, understanding, to reveal Jesus Christ to me. But they learn like, oh, he's too far away from the Holy Spirit. Who is Holy Spirit? So, Church of Christ and the Holy Spirit is moving us, preparing us to tell the world and tell those that don't know about the Holy Spirit or didn't get the revelation about the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is the one who is working in us to be able to know God and to be able to know Jesus Christ. So sometimes we are kind of putting the, how do I say, charity in front of the horses? Cart? I don't care. In Portuguese, it's chariot. Chariot. Okay, so that. Same thing? Okay, good. So sometimes we do that. Sometimes people, you know, Pastor, you know God. So you were studying hard. You were doing this, you know. You just need to understand that now you belong to Jesus. The Holy Spirit dwells inside of you. And then you are able to know God. Because if people don't think like that, they don't understand that little powerful secret. They'll try to go up to the front before they walk to get there. So we need to know the Holy Spirit. We need to allow Him to know us. He wants to have fellowship with us. The first thing, I could talk about His power, His gifts, His manifestation, His everything. No, I want to talk about knowing Holy Spirit as a person. Knowing Holy Spirit when He gets sad because we are not relating with Him. When offended? Because of our actions and words and everything. When you say, I don't know, I don't know. He has feelings. He has wills. He gives the gifts the way He wants. It's His will. So He's a person. He has a participation in everything happened since the beginning. Jesus was with God. And you say, and the Holy Spirit was sleeping? No, the Holy Spirit was there. Working together. When you see the manifestation of God's power, it's the Holy Spirit moving. So we need to know the Holy Spirit. We need to build that relationship with Him. We need to know Him, church. And I will encourage you, if necessary, for 3 hours. 3 hours, it's too much. Yeah, but you don't have to open, but John 6:38 says, I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of Him who sent me. So Jesus is talking about it. He came from heaven to do the will of His Father. John 12:14 says, the one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me, is seeing. John 14:9 tells, He's talking with Philip, and He says the same. Anyone who sees, who seen me, has seen the Father. So, first thing, if you want to know God, if you say, how can I imitate God? First thing is this, you need to know Jesus Christ. It's simple, because Jesus Christ say, if you know me, you know the Father. Amen. Because everything I do because the Father asked me to do. So if you want to know God, really know God, you need to know Jesus Christ. But if you want to know Jesus Christ, you need to know Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit is the one who is revealing Jesus Christ, revealing His Word. That's why now we understand The Holy Spirit, you know, I know the Holy Spirit is convincing the world of the sin, righteousness, and judgment. He is. Before you know Jesus Christ, He was convincing you, the Holy Spirit. He was working in your life, even when you didn't know, even when you didn't deserve. But He was there working, and you've made a decision. I want Jesus Christ in my life. Now you know Jesus. Now you gave your life to Jesus Christ. Now you need to know Him, church. It's not enough. It's enough to be saved, of course. You were saved. But it's not only that. God wants us to be saved, and He wants us to do something else. He's helping us to build up our character. He's helping us. He's changing our lives inside. The Holy Spirit comes and helps us to change inside. And then people will see. We start giving fruits, producing fruits. But if you stay in that level of saying, I don't really know, I'm a baby Christian, or no, it's too hard to understand. No, now you have Jesus Christ in your life. Therefore, you have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you. And you need to know the Holy Spirit. This morning is just a reminder for you, church, that you need to build up a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's Him. It's His presence. It's His voice. It's Him moving in you, through you, revealing the Word, revealing the Scripture, revealing the dreams, revealing the promises. He is the one. He is so important. The same importance that God has, that Jesus has, the Holy Spirit also has. And why the church, the Christian church, are hiding Him for so long? That's maybe a misunderstanding or lack of understanding, or maybe the church have been deceived by someone. But we need to open our mouth and say, yes, the Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is the person, and He wants to relate with us. He wants to be friend of us. He wants to build a fellowship, relationship, you know, with us. And we need to tell this. We need to preach that. We need to bring the Holy Spirit back to the church. Of course, we talk about revival. We talk about gifts of the Spirit. We talk about things like that. The power. We want the power. But you know, church, what He told me? Before we start desiring the power, we should desire the relationship with Him. Because when you have the relationship with Him, of course, we have the power. So let's meditate on that. Let's keep meditating on that, because it's so important. If you want to know the Father, we need to look the Son. If you want to know the Son, we need to look the Holy Spirit. We need to know the Holy Spirit. That's, I believe, a good point He put in my heart. And He's waiting for us. We need to know Him as a real person. Real person. Hallelujah. Are you understanding? Yes. No? No? Hallelujah. I want to read a scripture in John 14:26. Hallelujah. You know, if you don't want to open, Leo has on the screen. But don't stay without reading with me, okay? It's important. Elio. Oh, yeah, I'll go that way. John 14:26 says, is that amplified, Leo? Yeah. But, okay, I'm going to do like this. I'm going to read New International Version first. Just 14:26 says, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. This scripture helped me a lot, because I was one of those saying that it's hard to know, it's hard to learn, it's hard to know. And the Holy Spirit showed me that and said, oh, I'm going to help you. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to show you Jesus. I'm going to reveal Jesus Christ. I'm going to remind you what he did. Because he said we're going to do the same things he did, even more. So he said, oh, there's something more. There's something else. And when you read now in the Amplified Version, it says, but the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, straightener, standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will help you remember things that I have told you. Jesus Christ is calling our attention. Here is in the future. I will send. He already sent the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus is not here anymore. Here, Jesus is with the Lord, beside the Lord. There's one scripture I like. It's Acts 7. I think it's 54 or 55. When in one verse, we have the three persons. The Holy Spirit, God, and Jesus Christ. When Stephen, he's filled with the Holy Spirit. He saw the glory of God and Jesus Christ stand beside him. So one verse shows us that there are three people. The Holy Spirit, God, and Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is saying, now I'm not here anymore. I'm with the Father. But you are not alone. You have the Holy Spirit. The whole church, the Holy Spirit is this. He's helping. Parakletos, the original word. He's the helper. If you need help, it's the Holy Spirit, the one is helping you. If you need advocate, intercessor, counselor, straightener, it's all the Holy Spirit helping us. That's why it's so important to know him. To know him. Today he's turning on the light. Holy Spirit, know him. Build up a relationship with him. Don't forget him any day, any time. Just remember him. Say, hey, Holy Spirit, oh yes, you are my friend. I can talk to you. I can hear you. Jesus Christ, the Word of God. We know John talks about that. He is the Word of God. But to know the Word of God, to know Jesus Christ, we need to understand that the only way is through the Holy Spirit revealing him to us. That relationship with the Holy Spirit is so important. He is the only way. And I love the Amplified Bible, this version, because it says, in my place, to represent me. Holy Spirit is representing Jesus Christ. We didn't have opportunity to see Jesus Christ like the apostles. We didn't. We should say, they're luck guys. No. Jesus Christ said, no, don't worry. You can see me through the Holy Spirit. You can see me through the Word. Because when you read the Word, we see Jesus Christ. If the Holy Spirit is telling you this. This morning, I was saying, the Lord, Holy Spirit moves in this place. I'm going to talk about you. So move in this place. Move in this place. What I was expecting. Woo! The power. Rah, I'm coming. No. But I was there, praising, worshiping the Lord. And he was telling me, I'm revealing Jesus Christ. I'm revealing his love to this church. You were. I was praising the Lord, worshiping the Lord. I felt his presence. I felt his love embracing us. Jesus, Holy Spirit was here. And he is here, but he was at that moment revealing Jesus Christ. We are singing, Jesus, we love you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he was here showing Jesus Christ. This is his work, representing Jesus Christ, revealing Jesus Christ. And I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are already moving in this place, revealing his love for us. Because we can read the scripture saying, hey, Jesus Christ loved us before we know Him. Jesus Christ, He paid the price. Jesus Christ. No, we can read the scripture and say, oh, Jesus Christ loved me. He loves me. Okay, good. Next. But when the Holy Spirit is together, is helping us, we invite Him to come. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to read the Bible today. Help me. I want to understand things. I want to know Jesus Christ to be imitator of God. And He will start revealing things. Then when you read this scripture, I'll read again. Talking about Jesus Christ. Walking continually in love. Value one another. Practice empathy and compassion. Unselfishly seeking the best for others. Just as Christ also loved you and gave Himself up for us. So He loved us so much. He gave Himself. He died for us. But that's why we need the Holy Spirit. Because when you read this as a book, it's just a book. The Word. But the Bible says we need the Word and the Spirit together. Because when you read this and you say, wow, the Holy Spirit is revealing Jesus Christ. Woo, now I know I can be like Him. I can love people. I can give value to people. I can do things for people that I even don't know. We can love unconditionally. And that comes in our heart and we become a better person. Because, you know, now I can love people even if they don't love me. If they hate me, if they do something against me, you know, I can still love the person. I can still pray for that person. I can still serve in that person. But we need the revelation of the Holy Spirit. And to get more and more revelation of the Holy Spirit, we need to build up our relationship with Him. I would like you to leave this place aware of that. Not receiving from me, but receiving from the Holy Spirit. Because He wants to build up that relationship with you. Hallelujah. John 14. John 14, 12. Thank you, Holy Spirit. New International Version, okay? Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. And they will do even greater things than this, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. So how can we understand this if you don't have the revelation of the Holy Spirit? How can you think about doing greater things than Jesus Christ did? If it's not the Holy Spirit, we cannot imagine doing anything bigger or greater than Jesus Christ. That's why when you that believes in this word and say, I can lay my hands and you will be healed. People sometimes and religious, they look at you and say, no, he thinks he's God. He thinks he can do, he can do like Jesus Christ. Or they think we are too proud. People of faith, they are proud because they want to do like Jesus Christ. Yes, we want to do like Jesus Christ did. The Word is telling us to do. Imitate God. Imitate Jesus. He's imitating God. So we can do it, church. Then we start knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. We are child of God. We are under God. But we are child of God. We have the power of God. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in us. The same power. Let's use it. Let's do it. Let's speak. We have the name of Jesus Christ. Use it. We've learned yesterday the name of Jesus Christ. So use it. Let the Holy Spirit say, don't feel like, no, I know who I am. I am the child of God. I am the child of God, and I know what I have. I have the presence of the Holy Spirit inside of me. So everything Jesus Christ did, everything He asked me to do, I'm able to do because it's not me, but who is inside of me. Now I know, I got the revelation. Someone called Holy Spirit revealed to me. Then when they're religious, or your parents, your husband, your wife, your friends, co-workers, students, and whatever comes to you and say, no, just God, yes, it's His power, but it's through me. Then they say no, you say yes, and it is possible. More relationship with the Holy Spirit, more convinced you will be. The day the guy came to me and said, I know who you are, I know you're a pastor, and I can cue you right now. If I didn't know who I am in Christ Jesus, I was in trouble. But that day I said, no, you know, the greater one is in me. So just get out in Jesus' name. And worked. Healings work. Deliverance works. Baptism in the Holy Spirit works. No, salvation works. We need the Holy Spirit to empower us to you to leave this place saying, yes, I'm a child of God. You know, I'm going to do it. He's telling us that. Let's do it. If you keep reading, because He was promising something, the Holy Spirit, the verse 15 says, if you love me, and this is important. He starts verse 12. If you believe in me, there's a condition. To walk with the Spirit, to know the Holy Spirit, to be able to do things Jesus did, to be able to understand who is Jesus, to be able to imitate God, to do the same things Jesus Christ did, we need to believe in Him, first of all. The second thing is, if you love me, keep my commands. You believe in Him, you believe in His word, so you have to obey and keep it. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. So the world cannot see. He didn't say, so you will receive the Holy Spirit, but you know, you won't know Him. It's going to be a secret agents inside of you. No, the world won't know Him, won't see Him. They cannot see Jesus. They cannot see God. They cannot see the Holy Spirit because they don't have salvation. They don't have Jesus. They don't have the Holy Spirit. So when somebody comes to you and say, oh, this chair is my God. No, God made it. In billions of years, this chair is going to be praise and worship in the Lord here because it's no evolution. Yeah, when you see people killing like animals and say, no, could be my ancestors or whatever. So many people believe in that because they cannot see the real God. But when they receive Jesus, and I don't blame them. It's the enemy convinced them, teaching them, showing them things, that deceiving them the way He did with us. Now He points us. But we got the revelation through Jesus Christ. Amen? So when it says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore. But you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. He is powerful. He is powerful. Because Jesus Christ lives, we live. Because we gave our life to Jesus Christ, we have the Holy Spirit, God, Holy Spirit inside of us. So this is what He wants to tell us. This is what He wants to show us. God wants to show us that we need to praise and worship Him, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. I know people are, you know, I don't know, because God is God Almighty. Jesus is the second position. He's just the Son. And the Holy Spirit, I don't really know, but he's the power. No church. No church. They are God. Three in one. Three in one. I was reading a book, and then Benny Hinn, he said his example is a good one, simple. Maybe you can say, but you know, God is the one who gives the command. So turn on the light. Jesus is the one who goes there and turns the lights on. And the Holy Spirit is the power that's running to the cables to make that light turn on. And I light. Just show me when the beginning, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are working together to create the earth, to build us, to create us, to create everything. The Holy Spirit is the power of God. He's God, His power, He's the manifestation of God's power. He has the same importance. He has the same authority. He is God. He is God. Holy Spirit is God. Amen? Hallelujah. John 16, again, now it's in the Amplified Bible, 16, 7 and 8. He's kind of repeating who is the Holy Spirit. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, again, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Straightener, Standby, will not come to you. So Jesus went to heaven. He's here now, the Holy Spirit. But if I go, I will send Him, the Holy Spirit, to you, to be in close fellowship with you. And He, when He comes, will convict the world about the guilty of sin and the need of a salvation, and about righteousness and about judgment. So Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit to this earth to be in close fellowship with us, relationship with us every day. This is His position in our lives. He is. So if you are not understanding the word, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. If you're not understanding the situation you are living right now, you're not understanding what's happening in your life, what you're facing right now, ask the Holy Spirit. He is your helper. I'm not diminishing the Jesus Christ. No, no, no. Because He is going to tell you through the Word, which is Jesus Christ. Then you will know Jesus Christ. Woo, this is what Jesus says. And then you say, woo, now I can imitate God because Jesus Christ is doing what God tell him to do. So three persons working together just to make you a better person, just to make things work in your life, just to give you salvation, just to give you whatever you need, you want. But let the Holy Spirit work with you. Build up that relationship. Even before you desire the power, it's good. We should desire, eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit. Don't give up. But you know, a good way is a good thing to say. Start building a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Every morning, wake up and say, thank you, Lord, for tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I think it's Benny Hinn says the same. It's nice. He's treating himself, the Holy Spirit, as a friend. As a friend. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I didn't use all of my notes because the Holy Spirit wants to say what He said. Encouraging you. Building up that relationship, then you have a greater expectation inside of your heart. Then you see things in Jesus that you say, wow, I want to be like Jesus Christ. I want to do like Jesus Christ. Jesus, you said I can do even more. I'm going to do more. Building a relationship with the Holy Spirit will make you love people the way you've never loved before. Unconditional love. Will make you respect people. Will make you speak the right words. will make you walk in peace, in joy. Doesn't matter the circumstance, the situation of your life. Because now you are having fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And He's revealing Jesus Christ, which is allowing you to imitate God. This is the way it works, church. And this is the way this is what I want for my life. I want more from Him. I want more from the Scripture, which is Jesus Christ. I want to be more like God. I don't care if people say, no, you cannot say things like that. So, you know, yeah, some people say I'm a little God. I say, but I say I'm child of God. I'm child of God. I want to see Leo and Gabriella growing and growing strong, doing things right, prospering in every area of their lives, growing with joy in their lives. They don't need to suffer. Then some people, they are suffering. They are suffering. They are trying to do it by themselves. They are, because when I am rich, when I get the house, when I get the husband, when I get you had to be happy and enjoy life every day. Though enjoy every day. Allow the Holy Spirit to help you and reveal things to you, and then you walk and you rejoice and you be glad. And then you'll see what's going to happen in the future. People are wondering about the future and are forgetting living the present time. In the present time, we need to live with the Holy Spirit. In the future, that's what we don't need anymore. Because we're going to be with Him. You know, the Holy Spirit's dwelling inside of us. But one day, Jesus, and He's coming. And He's coming. And we will be with Him. Then we will see Him face to face. Then we will see it face to face. I'm expecting for that day. But I want to know Him now. I want to see Him now through the Scripture. Go to your Scripture. Go to the Bible. Read. Ask the Holy Spirit. Pray. Holy Spirit, help me. Jesus said, you're going to be here helping me. You are my helper. Help me in this situation in my family. Help me in this my financial situation. Help me with this. And through the Word, He's going to help you and teach you. I don't have strength anymore. No, He's your strengthener. I don't have hope anymore. No, He's your counselor. Comforter. We have everything we need. We don't have any reason to be sad, to be mad, to cry, to give up. We have the joy of the Lord in us. Church, we have the presence of God in us. Let the Holy Spirit reveal that to you. In the area of your life that you feel like, this area, I don't know, I'm not good enough. Let Him help you in this area of your life. I get angry just when this happened in my life. Okay, let the Holy Spirit work in that situation in your life. Because He wants you. He doesn't want you to get angry with anything. No, He's moving. He's telling us. He's open. This morning, I see. This is what I see right now. I see the Holy Spirit open like wide arms. How does it? And tell Him, I'm here. I'm here. Let's build that friendship, that relationship. I'm here. Open arms. Open arms. We are expecting for people. Maybe you say, oh, Pastor, no, you're the open arms? Okay, I need you, Pastor. You need Him. You need Him. If He wants to use me to be a blessing in your life, yes, He's going to use me. But you need Him. I'm just an example. But I have open arms. I love all of you. I really, 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 I want to see the best for your life. I'm giving my life to you guys. I'm giving my life to serve the Lord. Yes. But this morning, you have to see the Holy Spirit as a person with wide open arms. This is what we need to see this morning. It was like 30, 35, I don't know how many minutes, I don't care. But just to you, to get this kind of, this revelation, we can call revelation. The Holy Spirit is open His arm to say, I want to have fellowship with you. Close fellowship, like the Bible says. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to reveal Jesus Christ to you. I want to meet all your needs through the Word. I want you building your character, changing your life, putting the old self out of your life and bring the new one, new man, new spirit we are. So I want you to be able to imitate God. When you walk outside and people see you, they say, oh, there's something different in his life. In your actions, in your voice, in your words, in your reaction. That means you are imitating God. Because you know Jesus. Because you got the revelation from the Holy Spirit. Amen? Did you get the message? Did you receive the message? Are you ready to build up that relationship with the Holy Spirit? Amen. Hallelujah. So this is what He wants. It's not what I want. It's what He wants. And I believe when you do that, next week you'll be more like on fire here. On fire. On fire. Get ready. If the Holy Spirit is like this, and you do the same, or maybe you just run and jump in His arms, get ready. We saw two pictures, brothers holding me, you know? That picture is beautiful, because this is the way He wants us, jumping in His arms and waiting for Him. That means protection. Holy Spirit in your life is protection, because He helps you. He's your helper. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can you have worship team here? Can you? Cindy's not here, but Jeff is. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I wanna pray for people today.